what a year Partick. Hard to believe what's happened, you know, around like them, I suppose, winning the, so long since the 2006 they've won the Donegal Gold Championship, and then to go all the way, you know, in the uncharted territory, you know, Ireland semi. It's always difficult, I suppose, when you're one game away from the biggest game in the club calendar, and, you know, going to Croke Park and everything that would mean. It's just going to take a while, I suppose, to take that on board. But, you know, the meta team is really kind of fun, which just play football a different way. You know, we're watching football from country club and county, and everyone's basically playing 13-3 up or 14-1 up. Kind of fun, don't do that. They play a completely different brand of football, and, you know, they were deserving money, I suppose.
Looking at the first half performance by Gaydor, well, Brendan, it was something. The game was going away from them. Kevin Cassidy got that goal back, and really they had opportunities maybe to go ahead at that time. I think Niall Friel had an opportunity, goal written all over it, and went over the bar. But if they got a goal that time, got in at half time, you know, it would have been, you know, suppose a drawn game at that stage.
Yeah, I suppose, like, you look back, you know, when you lose a match, there's a moment points in there to have taken. So something about Clarfin yesterday, they just looked so calm, and every time the door had a purple patch, they responded with it and kept them out to 5 points, and just made it so difficult for them to get a proper foothold in the game. And yeah, there was praise in it. There's always going to be mistakes and missed chances, but over the course of the game yesterday, you couldn't say that they, for me, they could have won the match, you know. And but I mean, that's Clarfin have won six of the last 10 Connacht on goal, you know. They've won two All-Ireland clubs at that time, you know, the seven Galway championships in a row. Even at minor level, they've won eight in a row. So this is an absolutely, you know, unbelievable team they come up against. And the very fact that we're talking, there was moments in the game when we could have won it, it shows how far Gaydor have come on. There's been for all those young Gaydor players and the squad that they have, they'll think that they can get even better. So, you know, the future's bright for Gaydor.
Yeah, Brendan, suppose looking from the Gaydor factor is one thing, but from an eye of a Donegal point of view, it's where Donegal football needs to be. Look, we were in dream territory there in an All-Ireland semi-final, but definitely Donegal teams should have aspirations, maybe within Ulster, to maybe follow that mantle that Gaydor had success this year.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, really, about years we were going there, you know, with unions going in and make the likes of Castleglen and teams like that, and we were never, like, physically at the pitch of it, you know. We didn't win the game with any real confidence to win. And I think a lot of Donegal teams was that, you know, club football was so tough in Ulster, and there was always some giant teams out there that, you know, Ulster, you know, Donegal teams just didn't have the metal going in it. But I think what's changed is systems have changed it, you know. And if you look now, teams are playing a system that's going to protect them and keep them in games. And Gaydor, of course, had a very talented squad as well. But playing that system now gives them confidence, you know, that they stay in matches. And I think with Kilkargan and last year coming so close, I mean, they faced an unbelievable Sloughmead team. You know, we could be looking at back-to-back Ulster club titles, which is hard to believe after the famine that was from 1975 up into you know, last season, and Gaydor's won. So you're right, I think it's very bright for, I think, getting all teams that will start to make their mark more in Ulster and certainly following Gaydor's lead. I mean, and the season they have can only give the rest of club teams confidence in Donegal.
And Brendan, suppose when we look at Donegal sides, winning the championship was one thing, and we never really looked at, you know, aspirations of doing well in Ulster. And look, we can do that specifically now, because teams have more of a bigger squad maybe than they had years ago. You look at that Gaydor team, they had a lot of variations of people who could have started, who couldn't have started. So that has changed as well.
Yeah, certainly, Park, and I think probably, I mean, you look at the big change from Gaydor from last year to this year, and you'd have to say to, you know, Michael Boyle's input coming in, coaching him, has changed a lot. You know, we all knew this Gaydor team was coming, the brilliance of them up under 18 that kept coming through, that won Ulster. So it was only a matter of time before they got across the line and won a title. But what you've seen was them being moulded in to a force this year. And as I say, because they're playing that system, you know, modelled on what Donegal did, obviously, over time, and how difficult teams can be, you know, to play when they play that type of counter-attacking system. Right, you put them in the mix, you don't have all these talented players, physically very strong, great mix of youth and experience, you know, right throughout the team. So that made them, you know, end the season that they've had. So, like, as I say, between them and what Kilkargan did last year, you know, Donegal teams are starting to show up, and could only be better than for the county team, because, you know, there's at least five or six young Gaydor lads who you'd think are well, they've already played for Donegal, but they think they could kneel down positions in the Donegal team in the coming years.
And looking at that experience, playing against the likes of Corrifan, you noted earlier on in the interview, Brian, that they were very, very slick and moving moving the ball at pace and maybe sussing out kickouts. And that's something, well, I thought happened in the second half. Corrifan really pressed on the Gidor kickout.
Yeah, they did. It was a big factor in that second half for me. You know, there was a five or six of Gidor's own kickouts were caught. And I suppose it was disappointing, I think, for the Gidor players and the fans. But some of them catches were clean catches, you know, by Corrifan men. And when you think of some of the players that Gidor had around the middle, it was strange that there wasn't even, you know, at least complete for the ball and maybe won a break and even come out 50-50s in their own kick, it would be bad enough. But they lose him as badly as he did. You know, it certainly, that was a big factor in that second half, that they couldn't get close enough to Corrifan men because of the possession they were giving away from their own kicker. So, again, that's something they'll have to work on. But it's just that thing that Corrifan did. You know, they were so good at every area of the pitch, everything that they did. You know, they had their homework done, and that's why they're the successful team that they are. And, you know, that's no disrespect to Gidor, you know, in the season that they've had to come up against, you know, what is it, just a complete machine in Corrifan. But certainly, as I say, once the dust settles, you know, they'll look back and what an historic year and amazing year for them, one and also.
And before I let you go, Brendan, there was some mutes about the layoff for both teams. Okay, Corrifan is the same as Gidor, but sharpness sometimes it does go if you don't not playing at that high level all the time or near enough all the time.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's very hard to call it. Both, you'd think it would affect Gidor more than Corrifan, simply because Corrifan have done this so many times. They've been in this position so many times. You know, they look like a team that, you know, whether they went a couple of points in front or they were under the cosh from, you know, it didn't seem to ruffle them. There's tremendous self-belief, which comes from a team that's constantly winning. So you're right, probably that bit of rustiness would have affected Gidor more than them because they're so used to being in that position. You know, it's difficult for both. So same for both teams. I don't think Gidor would have any gripe about that. And as I say, you know, I think Kevin Brown now and the beauty of David Brady and everybody else, they can go in and enjoy maybe a few weeks off.